that drop the beat. Sit in the corner, cower, behold the child wow. It's wild hour, we bring our power. Now you be God now, sir. Well, you gotta start us out with a mild flower. From the top of the Freedom Tower to the bottom of the D5 flower. On the floor of the town shower, sunset and gower. Bottom of the sister bar, Jack Bauer. One later, or you need an hour. Wild hour is the wildest hour. It's not yours, it's mine, it's ours. Wild hour. Bow to the power of the wildest hour.
That's Native American, but you know, I think they technically have like some martial arts too, but
I'm Native American. I was born right here in America. I'm a Native.
I'm a Native. Nativism.
I don't understand the Native Americans who want to be called Indian, Jason. It makes no sense to me.
Yeah. They're always white.
If I was Native American, I would not want to be called Indian, especially because half my family is Indian. Like they're like from India. And if I'm Native American, I'm like, I'm not fucking from Delhi.
It's just a really long...
Mumbai, or should I say Bombay? Which is it? You tell me.
Bombay, Sapphire.
Bombay. Bro, Mumbai. Mumbai. All the locals call it Bombay. Everybody like it from out of town calls it Mumbai.
Mumbai.
Bro, if I was Native American, I'd be like, if someone said Indian, I'm like, ooh, Native American. More Native American than you, pal. Not Indian. I wouldn't even want to be called Indianian. What's an Indianan? An Indianian? Who's from Indiana? David Letterman?
Hoosiers.
What are they called?
Hoosiers.
They're not called Indianans, right? They're called Hoosiers. You're Hoosiers. Right, Jason.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Even Gene Indianans. Hackman. Gene don't want to be called Indians.
Hey, you remember Gene Hackman got into a fist fight on the 405 and lost?
Of course an actor loses a fight.
He was actors, a Marine. He was a U.S. Marine. He was a fucking...
Actors, he's an actor, so he's soft. Actors only win fights in the movies. In real life, actors lose every fight. Brad Pitt loses Fight Club in real life.
What about Brando?
He's dead. I could beat up Brando right now.
I heard a lot of those guys were in the old days were brawlers. You know, there was a lot of that. When
my buddy lives
here.
In Brando's old house, and it just reeks of Richard Pryor. It smells like Richard Pryor's pool in there. Apparently, they were boning. Richard Pryor and Marlon Brando having sex is the
grossest. There's still chunks in the jacuzzi after all these years.
I swam it. No, they have a pool. Yes, no, I don't think it was a nighttime party. I saw that comedian who lied. That's God telling me don't talk about this next topic. But I saw that comedian Steve Ranazzisi there who lied about being in the trade towers on 9/11. And it was just like he was at Marlon Brando and Richard Pryor's party that they weren't at because they were dead.
Right.
But he was there. And I'm like, do I say? I didn't want to say it. I didn't say it. I was just like, you.
You should have just creeped up and like let out a stinky.
Farted. I should have done a fart. Yeah, just a quick, I should have crop dusted.
And then, like, dusted off, and then, like, everybody around Aziz would be like, yo, what the fuck?
Well, Aziz is a very different person.
Aziz.
Ran Azizi, right?
ZZ Top?
We shouldn't promote his name on any show, let alone this show.
I'll beep it out.
Nice, Jason. How long have we gone? Has it been an hour? It's been an hour. Is almost. It? Yeah. We started at 10, but we did some tests.
Right. It's 10:58. Well, you know, we didn't talk about, because I segued out. So I was playing the game with my boy, and we got that Lego. You know, that Lego game?
I don't know it. Tell me about it.
It's called Lego Worlds, and it's pretty fucking cool, man. It's like... I'm getting some weird I got to turn off. Okay, sorry about that.
It's all good, dude.
No, what happened was I had Logic open and I was getting like some fucking echo and I was like dragging through my own words like all like Creed. But anyway, so I was playing Lego Worlds with my boy and I was watching him and he's climbing up trees and shit and jumping. It was just like really good physics and
on the video game.
Yeah, I was really impressed with the game and I was like, and I just let it out. I said it out loud. I was like, wow, this game's pretty badass, right? And my boy, without missing a fucking second, goes, "No, daddy, it's good ass." And I was like, oh,
no, daddy, it's good ass.
James, this game is badass.
No, daddy, it's good ass.
But here's what it really sounded like.
Real quick, James. This game's badass.
No, daddy. It can goo ass.
Did he say good ass or did he say goo ass or did he say
he good said ass? He said good ass.
Good ass?
Yeah, good ass.
Good ass, mate. Good ass on ya.
He didn't understand that bad meant good. You know,
no, I know. My son didn't know that badass was a good thing. I know exactly what you're talking about. This is a rite of passage for children in these unconcerning
times. Fucking. The kid is hilarious now. He says,
dude,
so
that
much.
Was amazing. When you texted me that literally I was barreling. Speaking of barreling, I'm going surfing a week from tomorrow, Jason. They're opening LA County beaches back.
I was actually thinking about you with this whole thing. Like, what's he doing?
I went surfing the one time off the back of my wife's friend's boat. Okay.
Scurfing?
We went surfing. I guess you're allowed to surf as long as you don't access the beach. So if you take a boat, you can surf in LA, which I did at the Cove. That day was crazy, JD. Remember when I was like, oh, you want to do a show? I thought we were broing out. You want to do a show? Remember
yeah.
That?
Yeah. You're all upset because you just wanted to be friends.
Yes. Yes. I wanted to have a friend. I wanted friend time. I was like, oh, fuck. Seriously, bro? We gotta share the fucking gift. We just have friend time. We have to share the gift.
Hey, we're due, bro. We got to keep a schedule.
I'll tell that story on the next Wild Hour. I told it highly and drunkenly on Wild. I did an episode of Wild so drunk and high that the first act, like the mix was way off and I was wasted. And I was like, I got to delete this act. So I kept the second act, took the commercial off and act one. Dude, lucky listeners who caught that first act, but you'll never hear that again. Wasted. My buddy was on the show. My wife was on the show. They both were unbeknownst on the show.
Do you remember the day you came up here and stole James' toy?
Yeah. My wife caught me in the act and returned it. I was like, oh, come on. Like, what?
Yeah, but you got away with the book. You got away with the fucking book.
The book happened on a different visit.
No, I thought it was the same visit.
No.
Oh, so you've been
back
what else?
For the toy. I went back to try to find the toy that my wife returned, and I didn't see it, but I saw the book, and I was like, yoink.
Okay, you don't have my latte frother, do you?
Dude, I only take Snoopy toys from children that they're going to throw away and waste. I'm a toy hoarder. I swear to God, you don't have old toys from your childhood like I do, bro.
I wish I did. I had some really primo.
I heard my father say, I had Superman copy number one. I had every original Star Wars figure. I had all of this. I had the original Mona Lisa. Then my mother threw it away. Like, and I was like, I'm not throwing away shit, bro. I kept all my comic books. I knew The Simpsons was real. I was like, this is legit. I bought all the Simpsons toys I could get my hands on. I never gave away any of it. I still have all of my Simpsons toys, dude.
I got all my comics from like
Snoopy
age
was my first
10.
Collection. I wouldn't steal superhero shit. I really wouldn't. Probably wouldn't. But Snoopy was my first.
Hold on. Snoopy's not a superhero.
First collectible. He's everything. He's a World War I flying ass.
He's a superhero. Doesn't he fly? Doesn't he have a cape and he's a crusader?
Yeah, he was called like the Masked Marvel when he was a superhero.
Yeah.
And he was rare. He was, yeah, that was very good. That's a good pull. It's a deep pull. The Masked Marvel when Snoopy was a superhero. I had this Snoopy trivia book that I knew all the answers to. Like, that was
there were no words in it. It was just sounds.
Yes, the book was had no words and just sounds. It's very ahead of its time book. Speaking of Snoopy books, I stole your son's and I tried to steal your son's toy, but my wife fucking cock blocked me stealing your kid's Snoopy toy.
Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. But
when Chris Wilde. When I go over there next, I'm going to bring Paw Patrol toys and drop off more toys than I take.
Well,
I wouldn't take anything good. I just like the Snoopy Happy Meal. The Snoopy Happy Meal toy. He doesn't even know where it is.
Oh,
I wish I would have taken it. I wish I would have taken it because I would have shown it to you right now and been like, see, I still have it. You don't know where it is.
No, but he will. He remembers it when he sees him.
No, he doesn't. I have a Ziggy action figure. He does not. I asked him to show me his Snoopy toys, and you wouldn't let me.
Yeah, because I didn't want you to get any ideas.
I'm going in his room next time I'm at your house, and I'm
no, you're not.
Looking. I've already been in, and I always look for Snoopy toys when I'm in there. Better hide them. Better put them in a fucking Snoopy safe. And I better be in an obvious place, and it better not have an obvious combination, because I'm going to find that safe. I'm going to crack that lock, goddammit. I'm a cracker safe. Safe cracker. Not enough safe cracker movies because, like, honestly, like, what's like interesting about? Okay, here's.
Oh no, no, there was that one with Daniel Craig and the dude that plays the new Darth Vader guy.
Inside Man, I remember that one.
No, not Inside Man. It was a comedy. I know. It wasn't Inside Man. It was Tatum.
I know. I just did a second one, safe crack movie, safe cracker movie.
Inside Man.
That was a safe cracker movie.
Who's in that?
He's inside Denzel? Of a bank.
Is that Denzel?
Clive Owen. Yep, Denzel.
I don't think I've watched that. Maybe.
Oh my God, it's a great movie.
And I've seen it so many times, and I've like almost watched it.
Dude, watch Inside Man. It is a great movie. Oh, tell me when you watch it too, so we can spoil the ending. I am not a number. I'm a free man.
You finished it?
Why, computer? Yeah, I finished it.
Yeah.
Dude, the ending was fucking bonkers.
Was it everything you said? Like you said, it was supposed to be amazing.
I mean, it truly was amazing, but it wasn't like some crazy he's number six. He always has to answer to number two. Number two is always switching characters. The old one of the best number twos came back at the end. He wanted to know who number one was. He goes into like this rocket silo something. It's a giant computer with a glass eye is number one. And you can go inside to number one. He goes inside number one, opens it up. It's like he's climbing up. It's a person with like a chimp mask on. You're like, what? They pull the chimp mask off and then it's him. He's number one, but he's like crazy. And then he like dances off and you're just like, what did I just see? Like it was bonkers. And then they fire a rocket off. Does it ever land anywhere? Anyway, they fired a rocket off. It was crazy. Oh, the show was next level, JD. Number six. He's not a number. He's a real man. He's a free man.
Hey, look at this. I'm curious. It's like we can do things where.
Oh, the nativity scene. This is great. Every Christmas, we gather around the nativity scene. Oh, wait. This is nativism. Maybe. That's when you orgasm. When you orgasm on the nativity scene, it's called a nativism. Nativism.
But the thing is like there's a whole new level. Like if this works out, like we're
what this?
Well,
this
yeah,
our the, Zoom show. This is our Zoom show.
Well, I'm gonna look at the way because this is recording the video too, right?
Right.
And it also outputs two audio tracks. Right. So like your audio track and my audio track.
Right.
Are going to output a separate, so I can mix them in Logic.
Right.
If I cut that, if this video is comes out okay.
Right.
Then.
Right.
And like all these whiteboard options and sharing screens.
Right.
You can share our videos. Like you can connect your iPhone to it.
Right.
You know, like,
You
could fucking, we could do every kind of thing. We could you could commentate over something.
Right. Right. Well, since coronavirus, my life's a living hell. What used to be my living room is now a jail cell.
I'm over COVID. But if I go outside, I could die. I miss high fives, but I know not touching means saving lives. But the thing I miss the most is hugging all my friends' hives. I'm over COVID, baby. I'm over COVID. Stay safe, stay home all day. Well, this COVID-19 quarantine makes me drop to my knees and pray. The only good thing is that it justifies me drinking down in the day. What day is it? I don't know. I'm over COVID, baby. What day is it, baby girl? Hey, Siri, please be done by June or July.
Thank you very much.
You should put the latest dad holes on. Can you bring that up?
Dad holes? I can do that. I don't know if the audio will go through, but I bet you there's a way to do it.
YouTube.com, right? YouTube.com/ChrisWildForever.
Obviously, forever meaning you'll never delete that one, right?
Yeah, well, that'll always be my YouTube channel.
All right. Okay.
I'm not seeing it, JD.
Hold on, man. Jeez.
You said, and I quote, well, we may not be able to hear it.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then it turned out the exact opposite happened. I'm not able to see it.
Oh, you can hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's that. Yep, that's that hole's one. And then you see me pointing the finger, doing the zoom face. Where bottom left.
Bottom left. Oh, this one here?
Yep, there you go. That's the latest dad holes.
What's up, boys?
There's my guy. Where's the guy? Greetings and salutations, you magnificent cunts.
Daddy
is talking to his adult friends now, so you
I
need
put
to
put Baby
leave
Yoda
Daddy
in there.
Alone, okay.
I snuck in a Minecraft dragon.
Too
got Ready, my buddy's two, S1 helmet three. Company.
I convinced my ex that I'm riddled Condor. With the vid, Clippers and I do guy. All my parenting via Zoom.
Oh, beautiful, oh,
smart. I read him a bedtime story here and there, but I'm usually blackout drunk by 4 p.m. So I. Never remember that.
Can't believe I'm actually saying this out loud, but I actually missed the terrible truth. There is absolutely nothing worse than a moody, angry quarantine teenager.
I can't take this school from home bullshit one more day.
Fuck a distance learning.
I swear to God, once we started homeschooling, there's almost every day a school shooting. Oh, shoot. Luckily, none of us remember the combination to the gun safe.
We're raising the entire generation.
Why are you picking my nose with the cursor, JD?
Are you driving right now?
No. Inside my car is the only safe space I have away from those asshole-loving members of my family. This is Daddy's low, low APR time.
Just don't turn on the engine with the garage door shut, okay, buds? That is the easy way out of Corona.
I gotta get out of this house. I've been locked down so long, I'm actually attracted to my wife.
It's a trap!
Do not get that woman pregnant!
She puts that mask on, it's like I'm hooking up with a sexy lady bandito.
Don't you dare have sex with your wife!
Don't do it, mister.
I know I'm gonna get that stupid, sexy, doughy, old-timey bank robber pregnant. That's what they mean when they say stay home, stay safe.
Safe sex is the worst sex. I hate safe sex.
Distance sex. Fuck your hand in the comfort of your own bathroom. Come on your tummy. If you come on your tummy, you ain't getting pregnant. You know what I mean?
Use a condom.
Ugh, condoms are worse than white girls on TikTok.
They just feel so gross.
So bindy.
I once fucked some grown-up, repressed, adult, homeschooled weirdo who insisted on making sweet love in front of a mirror so she could see herself cry.
Daddy! Please, go see mommy. Go. I will pay you $100 to go play Legos in your room for 25 minutes. $100.
She also refused to cry in the shower because she couldn't see her work.
I cannot drink another fucking White Claw.
The fuck is a White Claw?
They taste like the devil's fizzy diarrhea.
It tastes like C-3PO's rusty dick batter.
White Claw tastes like White Snake music. Shitty.
Are you saying White Claw or White Law?
I'd rather drink humpback whale semen. I'd rather drink Kathy Griffin's armpit sweat than drink another fucking White Claw.
White Claw? Yeah, fuck out of here.
When this whole shit went down, my wife went to Costco and bought 600 rolls of toilet paper and 60 cases of this mule piss. When in Rome, boys!
L'chaim!
Cheers.
When in Rome.
Or aloha, meaning I love you. God damn it.
Ugh, fucking cough medicine bullshit.
Oh god, it burns so good.
Zoom holes, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that was fucking great, dude. Holy shit. So obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously the Wild Hour just went to a whole new fucking level there.
Well, there's like a video component to the one-time audio exclusive show.
Well, we'll see how this goes, right?
Two coughs into a microphone. Yes. I'm excited. It's very, it's bold new territory. Is this Ian Bagg's show? This is what Ian Bagg's show is going to be tomorrow.
I wonder about that. You know, it's crazy. When I was on that other show back in the day when I met you.
Yeah. Jim's show.
A setup that would like deliver this kind of solution would have cost thousands of dollars.
Like, not like, to be a free app.
Yeah, not to be like a free app with a with, you know, a decent.
To be or not to be.
I mean,
a free
having
app.
Having a good microphone helps a lot.
That
but we'll
is
see.
The meme.
We'll see, but we might end up having to pull audio to our.
Whether it is a GIF or a JIF. JIF is a peanut butter.
That's a good song. A GIF or a JIF?
Sure, man. Remember when you and I were going to do a kids podcast?
Oh, we sat in that old Prius and talked about it. The wagon.
Yep, in the Prius V. We talked about doing a kids podcast, stories and songs just for kids, JD. We never did it.
No, we did, actually.
But we did do the Wild Hour.
Well, it's the same thing.
This is for the kids.
It's
not for
kids.
This is for the kids.
This is for the kids. I mean, they just, their bodies grew, you know?
I mean, my buddy Pete Giovine is known by, excuse me, my buddy Pete Giovine is
that,
known
he's
as
very
teeth
nice.
And hair. He's very nice. From New Jersey. He's from Times River. You learn show business from watching me.
He does have good big teeth and hair. Like a good,
come
like,
on, look at all
strong.
The teeth. Look at all the teeth and hair you're getting on the Wild
Yeah,
hour.
But he's got like
a lot
that
of teeth and hair.
He's got like that thick hair. Like that kind of like just kind of like rolls up like a statue.
Yeah, dude. He calls himself Jimmy Neutron. Guinea Neutron or something.
Yeah, he's got some wavy fucking.
It's a big boy pompadour. Oh. So in New Jersey, in Verona, New Jersey, you know what in New Jersey, you know what a wife beater? Do you know what a wife beater is called in New Jersey? Do you know what a wife beater is called in New Jersey? Sometimes it's called an A shirt
or a citizen.
It's called a guinea tea.
Oh, yeah. A guinea. I never heard that, but hey.
You never heard that before. See, that's a regional dialect.
It is what it is. But yeah, you totally missed the fucking Shakespeare drop.
What'd you say, two gentlemen of Verona?
Oh, okay. So
you think I don't get your fucking reference?
You just didn't let me troll you.
I was Proteus in Two Gentlemen of Verona. I was in Two Gentlemen of Verona. You think I didn't hear you fucking Two Gentlemen of Verona? I was in Hair 4, one of the Hair writers, creators, song, whatever his name was. James
fucking
Rado?
Hair,
I can't remember.
Dude. That's
give me a head with hair. Dude, I auditioned for Hair in Washington, D.C., starring Anthony Mackie's on again, off again girlfriend, Tracy Toms. Okay. Tracy Toms is on some show called like Body Toucher or Evidence Finder or Body of Evidence. One of those shows. Okay. And she was in the Grindhouse movie. So Tracy Toms is in Hair.
Hold on, Body Toucher.
Tonight on Body Toucher, WLAKENS, new talk radio drama, procedural, only show about murders that happen while you're walking and talking by a lake. Lake Murders probably would have been a catchier title, but we're calling it Body Touchers. It's Body Touchers, right? I forgot.
I wanna try to like get some fucking like stock footage maybe and cut that over that part.
Body Touchers.
This is great. I'm clapping.
Yeah, dude.
I'm
drunk,
also gonna,
fun, Jason.
No. Yes.
That's so funny. I just say drunk, dumb Jason. Drunk, fun Jason, and you immediately think it's an insult because it's a reflex force from your last show. You're like, no. And then you remember it's me and I'm nice. Yes. I used to go on that show talking shit and talk shit, but I was still a nice guy doing it.
You know what?
You didn't like me at first, Jason. We talked about
this many times. Let's bring that up again, please.
What do you think about this look for me, bro? If I did this like through the whole head of hair.
Tatanka. Shimani Tatanka.
My wife's never braided my hair. I think that's fucking rude, dude.
Has she ever shaved your back?
I guess, to be fair, I've never braided her hair. So maybe I need to braid her hair first.
Oh, she's Indian. She has amazing hair.
No, she sure does.
Oh, they have such good hair.
When you go into a black neighborhood and you want to buy a wig, it says real Indian hair or fine Indian hair. And black ladies know wigs, Jason. And they want that Indian hair. That's what they want, Jason. You know better than me.
I learned so much about hair. Oh, boy.
From your wife.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. I didn't know. I went to
private school in New York City, right? Boarding school, the choir school, the singing school. There were three black kids in my class of 10. So I was one of 10 kids in my class, 5th through 8th grade, right? Three black kids. One kid was black dad, white mom, or black mom, white dad. I can't remember, mixed race, whatever, blended. So he was half black. So we had 3.5 black kids in my grade, and we had 6.5 white kids. That math checks out, right? So a third of the kids were black. 2/3 were white. Two boys named were Jamal Johnson, okay? J-A-M-A-L Johnson, and Jamal Roots. And he was born either the day before me, or I think it was August 21st, because Kobe Bryant was August 23rd, and I'm August 22nd. But Jamal Roots, that's the blackest name I've ever heard. Jamal, J-A-M-A-U-L, Roots. It's the best name. It's the best. And we had a birthday bridge. He was probably my best friend or one of my best friends at the choir school. Jamal Roots, folks. One day older than me. Very short. Very slight. Tonight on Know Your Chris Wilde Black History, we talk about Jamal Roots, born August 21st, 1976. Jamal Roots, one of the prized choristers, yes, boy sopranos, who won a Golden Globe, Grammy, and Oscar with Carly Simon singing for Mike Nichols' classic film Working Girl. Jamal Roots. Pretty sure he sang on that with me. We toured England. We sang at Westminster Abbey before the Queen Mother. Sure, we sang for Jackie O on Fifth Avenue. No big deal. It's not a big deal. Not for me and Jamal Roots. Tonight, I know your Chris Wilde Black History, Jamal Roots. Meanwhile, at Body Touchers, WLAKEN's new radio drama procedural cop show, Body Touchers, about lake murders and the cops that solve the case. God damn it, Brannigan, there's a fucking body in the lake. It's cursing. Hey, fucking Brannigan. We got to go down there. We got to fish out that fucking body. We got to solve this murder.
Could be Netflix.
No, it's WLAKEN.
Yeah, well, they're...
Radio drama.
Well, it's not like FCC regulated because they have 5 call letters.
I think WLAKEN jumps from just lake radio and goes into streaming content and has quite a successful lake video streaming content. All lake programs.
Hey, there's a lot of programming about lakes.
Lake Wobegon.
Oh, I loved Lake Wobegon.
Prairie Home Companion.
When I was in college, I delivered pizzas to pay bills, and I would listen to that show when I delivered pizzas.
The fact that you were a college kid pizza delivery guy is amazing. I played one on television for DiGiorno. I'd get the stand. I'd probably.
Do you know how many screenplay starts I have with a pizza guy as the lead character in it?
What college did you go to? That's Know Your Jason College trivia.
University.
You went to a couple, right?
Oh, I went to University of Cincinnati.
One.
And then I did one semester at Cincinnati Bible College.
Cincinnati Bible College, University of Cincinnati, both obviously in Ohio.
And
I want to talk about this one. Okay. You were delivering pizzas for all this right. one.
So what happened was I really wanted to play... I thought it would be cool and that somebody would fall in love with me if I became awesome at guitar.
Great.
Right? So
you're a wonderful guitar player.
So I thought I got into it way too late in the game though. Like I had no music theory to be a performance artist, right?
That's where I come in. I've had extensive music theory.
I hopped in like high school, and I was way too late in the game. If you want to be a violinist, you got to start at age 4. You know, if you want to be a fucking whatever, you got to start, you know, typically.
Right, unless you're a virtuoso, but yes.
But I found a loophole.
Talk to me, JD.
I found that if I switched, because at the time, University of Cincinnati had a matriculation thing relationship with the Cincinnati Bible College, because Cincinnati Bible College was a small school and didn't have certain things.
Oh, really? It's not a Division I? Cincinnati Bible College is not a Division I titan of education?
I will tell you what Cincinnati Bible College did have, though, Chris. And this is what a lot of
big titty Bible chicks.
There were big titty chicks there, but they also had Chick-fil-A way before it became a drive-thru, way before it was a consumer good for the public. It was concessions for college Christian colleges for their basketball games and shit. Yeah. So I had Chick-fil-A back in, like, you know, 1992. Mr.
Bojangles.
So anyways, to go to UC, to get into their classical guitar program at UC, I had to go to CBC and, like, go in through there. So I had to do an audition. If I tried to, like, get into Cincinnati, University of Cincinnati straight, as a major, they would be like, well, you know, music theory out of the gate, whatever. So what happened was I went to CBC and auditioned based on talent into there, because they needed musicians for their worship bands or whatever. So I was able to go to that college, but then get into the conservatory through that college.
Take classes at the University of Cincinnati.
So I was studying under a guy named Dr. Stuckey, who was like really into jazz, but he was also a classical teacher at UC. But like, it's fucking amazing.
Didn't he run Stuckey Bowl and was a lawyer? The lawyer bowling show, Ed?
He had a black wife.
Stuckey?
Yeah, Dr. Stuckey had a black wife.
Of course he did. He's a cool college professor like me. I've got a wife of color. All the cool college professors have wives of color. Everyone.
It was fucking cool because, like, my sessions with him were at his house. I actually went to his house for my classes. It was one.
Show me on the guitar where the bad professor touched you, Jason. Yeah.
You know, he taught me how to count. That was the most valuable fucking theory tool, like learning
how far did you get? 4, 5, 6, 8,
bro,
10.
You know what I mean? 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, just staying on beat is the hardest thing for a human being, period. Period.
Dude.
That and questioning
4-4 time. That's my favorite time is 4-4 time.
I like 4-4. I do. I like 6-8 though. I like the little waltzies and like
That's what I'm saying. How high did you get up? You got up to 8, right? You don't go higher than 8. You're crazy. 16? That's not
We do, like, you know what? I like 5-4.
5-4?
Yeah.
It's got to be heavy syncopation in that rhythm.
That's like
Jason.
Rush. Rush did music in 5-4.
Now available in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, also in Cincinnati, Ohio. It's Toledo, folks. I was hoping that was a setup that you would say Toledo, and then I would have made a joke. But anyway,
I was lighting up.
I was taking a puff, bro. Real,
hey man.
Quick.
Did you feel the toilet yesterday, man?
Yo, man, real quick.
Wait, I should do. Hold on.
Hey, Jason, do you want to compare?
What?
I tried to talk and you went.
Oh, I was just excited.
First of all, it's been an hour. And I think we should wrap it up.
Really? I think this is fun.
Morgan Freeman action figure. Can you name the movie?
Morgan Freeman action figure?
Yeah. Can you name the movie? I'll tell you his character's name was... Oh, I can't remember, but I remember Dave Chappelle's character name Achu in the movie that parodied this film starring Morgan Freeman, which he was action figured for. I also have in the box a Christian Slater action figure from the same Morgan Freeman film, which was lampooned, and Dave Chappelle played Achu, the character that lampooned and satirized this movie. starring Morgan Freeman. And if I tell you the star, you'll guess it. Oh, who else was in it? Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio, who played the... Alan Rickman was the villain.
What is it?
If I tell you the star, you'll get it. Alan Rickman is the villain. Morgan Freeman is the wise sage. I don't know. Friend. Not the best friend. Christian Slater was in the posse. That's not even a hint, by the way.
Young Guns?
Not Young Guns. Christian Slater was in Young Guns 2, by the way. I was a big Christian Slater fan. The movie Cuffs came out on my birthday.
Is it a Western? Is it Unforgiven?
It is not a Western. It does not star anyone from Unforgiven other than Morgan Freeman, to my pop culture immediate knowledge, which is pretty accurate usually. If I tell you the star, you'll get it. I'm going to tell you other stars in the movie. Alan Rickman played the villain, whose name was the Sheriff of Nottingham? No. Prince John, right? Who was the Sheriff of Nottingham? Was Alan Rickman Sheriff of Nottingham? That'll give it away. All right, did you guess the movie? Because I just told the listener if they didn't know. I didn't tell them.
Okay, I didn't. I missed a lot of that because I had an incident just happen.
All right, so there's a band of men, not a posse, a band of men, a particular type of men. In that pack of men, which were known as a band, not a pack, not a posse, they were a band of merry men. That, I mean, I can't give you any more of a fucking punch in the face hint. In the band of merry men, and I'm not going to tell you the characters' names because that would give it away. Robin Williams.
It was
not in it. Christian Slater was.
I know what it was. I know what it is. It's the Kevin Costner movie. The Robin
Hood. You go. Robin Hood and his band of merry men. And I can't remember if Alan Rickman played the Sheriff of Nottingham or Prince John. Probably, I don't know. He was a bad guy, though. He was a heavy. Morgan Freeman, I can't remember what his character's name, but Dave Chappelle was Achu in Robin Hood Men in Tights. That's my Morgan Freeman Robin Hood figure. I have a Christian Slater unopened one in the box. This would have really given it away, Jason. I just would have showed you that. Folks listening to the audio only portion, I just held up the cartoon Fox Robin Hood. That's a dead giveaway. E.T. Von Home. Thanks for listening. I got to go home, which is just feet away. Technically, I'm in my home right now. It's the Tiki Hut Studios. Thanks so much for listening. You're a great WLAKEN. Lake talk show host. You're one of the best lake talkers. You're the best lake talker. I don't do a great Owen Wilson. How you guys doing on toilet paper and paper products?
Oh, we still have that first couple cases we bought, bro. We're good to go. I'm going to go see what's going on with my family here. I think I got to go.
All right, bro.
That was good.
Yeah, dude. It was a wild hour, that's for sure.
All right. Good night, bro. Thank you. That was funny. We got more shit. I got so much to talk to you. We didn't even get to talk about the whole female genital mutilation outlaw banning.
In the States?
In Sudan. It still upsets conservatives in America because somehow it infringes on their Second Amendment. But in the Sudan, they outlawed female genital mutilation today. So, or a week ago.
Hey, don't blame me. I voted for being able to mutilate your genitalia.
No. That's not nice.
Wait, I'm anti or pro? Like,
No, you don't want to mutilate genitalia, dude. Come on.
So they're against piercings?
No, they're talking. No, we're talking about female circumcision. Well, we're talking about cutting off their vagina lips and stuff. Like horrible, horrible, horrible cultural practice.
We shouldn't be circumcising males, isn't that correct?
It's 50-50, honestly.
So why is it such a big deal if they're circumcising females? That's what you're telling me.
There's absolutely no reason to circumcise a female, Chris.
But is there a reason to circumcise a male?
Technically, possibly, yeah.
It's a fudge. It's a fudge. There's no reason to do it. It's all aesthetics. It's fucking It is like cannibalism.
Did you cut your boy?
I did it personally. I insisted on doing it personally. That was the only difference. Yeah, I fucking did. I really did. I did circumcise him, and I had to think long and hard about it.
No, you did not. They would not let. There's no way the insurance company would let you cut his penis.
They don't circumcise boys anymore? Baby boys?
No, I'm talking about you as an amateur cutter.
I'm the father. I can do whatever I want.
No.
I brought my own scissors.
Yeah, you
of course
did
I didn't do it, you jackass.
You can
of course
cut the,
I didn't.
You can cut the umbilical cord, but
I didn't
it.
Want to cut the umbilical cord. He was like, do it. I'm like, I really don't want to. And they're like, just do it. And I'm like, and they put the scissors in my wrong hand. You know, like I'm lefty, but then I'm dominant right. I don't know. I don't know which hand I cut in. Honestly, maybe left. I don't know. They just put, I'm like, I couldn't even cut it the first time. He's like, do it again. I'm like, can someone else please do this? I don't want to cut this cord. Then they made me cut it. I cut it with the other hand.
Maga Maga Space Force.